This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and government. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Just a couple of weeks remain in the session, and there appears to be a chance this legislative session will end early on May 20th. That would not be unusual, Sean, given the legislature's practice over the last few years. What's the procedural calculus involved in that approach?
If they finish their work May 20th, they probably won't adjourn sine die. If they do what they've done in the past, they will adjourn to the call of the chair. And if they don't come back before May 27th, when they are constitutionally required to adjourn, they will automatically adjourn on that day. That means Governor Stitt would have just 5 days to act on any bills they pass, rather than the 15 days he has after they adjourn sine die. And that means lawmakers would have a few days, that last full week of May, to override any vetoes he might issue.
Of course, any decision about sine die adjournment would be contingent on a budget agreement. As far as you can tell, where does the budget for fiscal year 2023 stand now?
Signs point to a budget agreement having almost been reached, or actually having been reached. House Appropriations and Budget Subcommittee chairs met late Thursday morning to discuss where budget talks stand. And the House and Senate Republican caucuses met separately Thursday afternoon, reportedly to talk about the status of the budget. Some Senate Republicans were at the Capitol until after 5 p.m. on Thursday, the day they usually leave shortly after noon to return to their districts and to their homes. And I'm hearing other rumblings that representatives of the governor's office have been meeting with legislative negotiators in the past week to hammer out the final details.
Governor Kevin Stitt has been signing bills and vetoing some, too. One of the most recent vetoes was House Bill 3501, which would require the Department of Public Safety to recognize traffic convictions in tribal courts. That bill received overwhelming support in the House and Senate, with only 4 no votes total. Why did the governor veto?
Well, it really appears to come back to the McGirt decision, the U.S. Supreme Court decision that said the state does not have the authority to prosecute Native Americans who commit certain crimes on reservation lands. Stitt wrote in his veto message, "If this bill had required of tribes what is expected of all legitimate governments, namely transparency, accountability, and reciprocity, among others, perhaps I would have signed it. But as it reads now, this bill further erodes more than 110 years of settled state jurisdiction and sovereignty."
The legislature is dominated by lawmakers who say they favor small government and want government to stay out of the affairs of private business, the free market idea. So explain some recent actions by the legislature that require businesses to conform to particular political standards.
Well, lawmakers have passed or are considering bills that either permit businesses to be sued or prohibit the state from doing business with those companies if they do not adhere to those certain political standards. Senate Bill 1503, for example, the heartbeat bill, which prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, allows people to sue abortion providers and those who assist women in obtaining an abortion. I asked Representative Todd Russ, the House author of the bill, if businesses that provide assistance to women to go out of state to get an abortion could be sued? He said, absolutely. Now, Governor Stitt recently signed House Bill 2034, which prevents the state from doing business with companies that won't do business with the oil and gas industry. And lawmakers are considering House Bill 3144, which would prohibit the state from doing business with companies that won't do business with the gun and firearms industry. And it appears they intend to enforce these bills once they're passed. In 2020, lawmakers passed a bill prohibiting the state from doing business with and investing in companies that refuse to do business with Israel. Earlier this month, the House passed a resolution notifying the state treasurer and state pension funds that Unilever, the multinational consumer goods maker, is violating that 2020 law, and it encourages the pension funds to divest any stock they hold in the company.
The last few weeks at the Capitol have been rather calm. Do you have a sense this session will end quietly?
It might. It might not. It has been so quiet, I feel we're waiting for the storm to appear on the horizon. Whether that happens or not, we'll just have to wait and see.
Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
We would like to hear from you. Email your questions to news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOUNews and @Quorum. Call Sean. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.